Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. We learn about Edgar Allan Poe when we read American literature. A lot of people know the poem The Raven, quote The Raven, Nevermore. As if someone gently rapping on their chamber door. But Edgar Allan Poe was a critic. He was a literary novelist, poet. He wrote reviews. He was someone who searched for America's literary identity through all of his work. And within that search for identity is also a narrative of race, which has been picked up by the author of the new novel, Pym, Matt Johnson, who joins us from Houston, Texas this morning. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Matt, I'm really thrilled to talk with you. This book is an amazing tour de force, which takes a piece of the body of work of Edgar Allan Poe that may not be familiar to most Americans, and it becomes part of the title of your book, Pym. First of all, describe the only real novel of Edgar Allan Poe that is the source material for your book.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe only wrote one novel. He didn't even consider himself a novelist. He just thought of himself as a magazinist, you know, someone who just wrote stories for magazines. So he tried to do one full-length book, and he had this amazing adventure tale that, as you read it, gets crazier and crazier, and then ultimately the main character sails all the way from Nantucket down to Antarctica. When he gets there, he discovers a sort of tropical island filled with black people, so black even their teeth are black. And then after that kind of crumbles beneath him, it ends in this insane cliffhanger where he rides in the boat up to the Antarctic ice shelf and sees this sort of monstrous creature. And then that's it. The entire book just cuts out and you don't know what happened next. And the book is sort of seen as this massive gauntlet and challenge, not just to the readers, but to writers that have come around since.
Talking with Matt Johnson, author of the new novel, Pym, which sort of begins where the Edgar Allan Poe narrative of the voyage of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket, the only full-length novel of Edgar Allan Poe, ends. And takes us into a territory that really is all about race in America in the 21st century. Matt Johnson speaking on Skype from Houston, Texas. Matt, in some ways, the character of Professor Janes or Mr. Janes in this book, who's the sort of protagonist, is a lot like my understanding of Poe. He's an individual who's looking for what the hell is really going on in America, doesn't take anybody else's opinion, is not interested in academic or literary forms that aren't purely American, and really in his academic life is kind of a hard character to get along with.
Yeah, he's an equal mess as to what we know historically about Poe. He's somebody who just is ruled by his passions and his obsessions. And even though he wants acceptance, he can't really find that because he is just so driven by his own demons. And that's what we also know of Poe. And that's also what made Poe's work so great.
Do you see in the confrontation with race among African-American authors the same kind of demons that Poe was tortured by in searching for an authentic American voice? And we should remind people that in the 1800s, when Poe wrote, there was all this talk of a search for an American purity, racial purity, a sort of a opposition to Europe, but also a seeking of a kind of primordial purity that sometimes involved Indians, that often involved a repudiation of African Americans, and was very much a strange story of finding identity in ways that might be awkward to focus on today.
Yeah, that's a really great read. I mean, when you look at Poe, he's kind of creating what it is to be American, right? And so many of the people of the period, they're defining themselves in a way, how are we separate from Europe? How are we a new nation? And a lot of times as readers and writers, when we look back, we see the building blocks of our identity as Americans there. And I think a lot of times when you look at African-American lit, many of the works are pushing towards the same idea of identity, of creating a personification of yourself on the page, you know, and not just telling the story, but also building a reality that represents you, you know, building your own mythology. And really, that's what Poe was going after. And ultimately, that's what he did. I mean, when, a lot of things we take for granted as being American and our ideas about who we are as a people come from some of the efforts that Poe was using in his stories, and these mixtures of European, these mixtures of African, even in, as he rejects them, these mixtures of Native, they end up forming what it is to be an American.
Right. You describe, and I, some of the tone of this book, which is very entertaining to read and is sort of equal parts brilliant and cynical, I think, you know, makes me feel that deep down in your own experience, some of the notions of African-American identity constitute a kind of intellectual prison.
Well, I think, I mean, almost all identities can be a prison, you know? I mean, part of what we do with identity is say, this is who we are and this is who we aren't. You know, and once you do that, you're setting these guidelines for your existence that, you know, make it so you can't really stray outside in some ways. The biggest part I was trying to hit at with this book was this idea of whiteness and blackness, and that, you know, if you are white, you have these attributes, and if you're black, you have these attributes. And one of the things that fascinates me about Poe is you see the beginning of that dichotomy. You know, and that symbiotic relationship between white and black. And as he's forming this idea of what it is to be white and what whiteness is, the shadow of that and the inversion of that is blackness. And he needs blackness because blackness ends up defining whiteness and vice versa.
I don't often read first lines of books, but I love this one. I always thought that if I didn't get tenure, I would shoot myself or strap a bomb to my chest and walk into the faculty cafeteria. But when it happened, I just got bourbon drunk, cried a lot, and rolled into a ball on my office floor. That's how your book begins. You have tenure at your university down there in Houston?
You know what? When I wrote that, I didn't, but now I do. And I got to tell you, it feels a lot better than before.
I imagine your wife has signed an extraordinary sigh.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And my kids.
Matt Johnson is author of the new novel, Pym. It's all about an exploration of what Edgar Allan Poe was looking for in his search for an identity in America, and also a really inventive exploration of the racial narrative in America. Pym is the name of the novel. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was Matt Johnson on Skype there from Houston, Texas. You can go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and see more about Pym and Matt Johnson. And also, looking for a mythical black homeland, we're looking for the real history of the African diaspora in America with you. You can check out on our site some photos from the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion Project, which brings together families around the country from the African diaspora, all at thetakeaway.org. We want you to add your own family history, too. We got one listener to share a photo, who, and she also told us the story.
This is Dennis Burroughs calling from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And the photo that I sent in is of my mother, Geneva Burroughs, my brother, Marvin Burroughs, and myself. And my mother smiling with us each on her side. I think that that photo is great because it shows the diversity in the colors of the skin of African Americans. My mother's family had some Caucasian blood, and my father's family is very African, and the mixture is just incredible.
Displacements and reunions at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out. This is The Takeaway.